sports are becoming increasingly popular among young athletes, which can be good, but it also means more and more kids are playing sports year-round. Here to talk about ways to avoid injury is Dr. Sean Riley from Tulsa Spine and Rehab. Dr. Riley, it's becoming more of an issue, isn't it?
Yeah, Scott. So, you know, for this conversation, I'm going to use the, and we had just, you and I discussed this previously, just the example of baseball, youth baseball. recently, Dr. James Andrews came out with some studies and some research and some really good information. Dr. James Andrews is one of the leading orthopedic surgeons in the country. He's out of Tennessee, works on a lot of the professional athletes. He's kind of the forerunner or the guy that you're going to go to for Tommy John surgery, which is replacing a ligament there that you know, potentially can be a career ending procedure or surgery for some of the professional baseball players. But related to youths and, you know, youth ball related to baseball, the issue is these kids, there's zero downtime. And what they're determining is that they're developing these overuse type injuries, whether it's in their shoulder, you know, they might develop rotator cuff injuries or into the elbow. I mean, he came out and he had mentioned that he's starting to do Tommy John surgeries on 14-year-old kids, which is a really invasive procedure. You're replacing a ligament and so forth. So these kids with baseball, they're just starting to play, you know, we just talked about this spring. They'll maybe do something, some Legion ball in the summer. Is that correct? Something like that?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then it just kind of, before you know, it just turns into some fall ball, and they do a lot of training over the winter. And so you take a look back over the past year, and the kid just hasn't had a chance to rest. You know, they're just throwing so much, and the tissues, the joints, the tendons, the ligaments, they're just getting worn out. So there's just no downtime, and it's overuse that's contributing to some of these injuries. One of the other issues, and I'm a big fan of this, and I've talked about this in the past, and I talk to a lot. I have a 4-year-old now, and we're starting to get into some of these sports and starting to talk to some of the parents. And I'm a big fan of when their kids trying to, you know, get them doing as many different things as they possibly can. Because what happens, like with your two boys, you know, when they, you know, baseball, you're going to use the same motor patterns with throwing and hitting and running. And I'm not saying baseball's bad. It's a great sport. But at the same time, if we can get these kids, you know, maybe playing soccer or hockey, basketball, just different types of sports starts to develop different types of, you know, motor patterns. Whether it's dynamic speed or, you know, twisting with golf or rotation. So I think it's really important as well that these kids are taking a break. There's some downtime between seasons that allow them to kind of do nothing or to cross train them a little bit, trying to get them playing a different type of sport to develop some of these other movement patterns.
Now, the flip side of the coin is people will say, well, you know, with the advent of pitch counts and things like that, maybe we coddle the guys too much. And I guess the line of thinking there is, you know, building up the muscle or that sort of thing. What do you think about that argument?
Yeah. And so I think James Andrews was the one that actually, is it 85 pitches? Is that, I don't know what it is for kids.
Yeah.
Does that sound
around
right?
There.
Yeah. He was the one that came out with this information that set the pitch count and so forth. And it's interesting, you know, Dr. Andrews coming out with all this information related to overuse and all the injuries associated with overuse and, you know, year-round participation, there's some backlash from, you know, the athletic community. More specifically, some professional baseball players have come out and said these kids aren't throwing enough. So, you know, I think that's their reasoning. You know, if you get these kids throwing more, it's going to get them more conditioned. Now, I don't necessarily, you know, Andrews is, like I said, one of the, you know, the elite orthopedic surgeons in the country. So I'm going to kind of side with this guy, but I don't, you know, getting the kids throwing a lot, I can see how you develop, you know, you're going to develop strength and stability. But what about the rest in between the seasons? You know, that's, I think that, you know, I know that a lot of parents, and I've spoken to some dads that are hardcore into this Legion and youth baseball, and they're adamant. My son's, this is what he's going to, what he's chosen to do. He's going to play year round. You know, he's really good at what he does, but there's no downtime. So I don't necessarily think it's a function, Scott, of how many pitches they're throwing. I think that, you know, there's just the kid is just throwing year round and there's no downtime for them.
So it sounds like the recommendation is much like what you would recommend for a workout, and that is mix it up a little bit.
Yeah, develop different motor patterns or movements, you know. And I think that's going to develop a more rounded athlete, in my opinion. You know, a lot of the junior golfers that we work with, we're big on, you know, if you can play soccer or hockey or basketball, because we're trying to develop athletes. I'm not trying to develop a golfer at that age. Then once these kids, you know, 12, 13, you know, you can have maybe sit them down, have a discussion, say, what is it, son, that you really want to do? Dad, I want to play baseball. And then that's when you can put your foot on the gas and really, you know, say, okay, this is what we're going to do and we're going to get serious about it. And related to the injury, Scott, you know, it's very important with youth kids, just keep your ears open, you know, try not to blow them off. I know a lot of times, even with my 4-year-old, I kind of discount what he says. And, you know, if your child starts complaining of a little bit of lateral or outside pain on his elbow, maybe some discomfort into his shoulder, those could be early warning signs of, hopefully it's not a tear, but just some overuse in the tendon related to itis, you know, tendonitis, lateral epicondylitis, kind of a tennis elbow type thing on the outside. Some of those things are related to overuse injuries. And so I think it's important that you get into someone as quickly as you can, make sure you determine what the problem is and what the proper course of treatment should be.
The team at Tulsa Spine and Rehab has the expertise and skill to address what's ailing you or your young athlete. Give them a call today at 918-743-3737.